Okay, today's daf is Krisos Daf Zayin. Today we have a triple sponsorship. Today's shiur is sponsored by Henry Orlinsky, L'zecher Nishmas, his father, Menachem Yitzchak, Ben Yaakov Yisrael, Zichrono Livracha. His yard site is going to be the 29th of Elul. We thank Henry very much for the continued sponsorship. Today's shiur is also sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we thank him again as well very much for the sponsorship. And today's shiur is also sponsored by Rav Hanuch Teller in honor of Elisha Graf's splendoriferous substitution for the rabbi. Did that right? No? Okay. And in honor of Henry Olinsky's multiple dedications and support for Kol Dover Shebekdusha, and in honor of Dr. David Landerer for being the Cal Ripken of supporters. Halvai Vaitu, he should get to be the Cal Ripken. I don't remember what the number is for Cal Ripken, but we're approaching it, Baruch Hashem. So we're holding on Daf Vavam Beis, and we just started introducing yesterday, and the first order of the first discussion we're going to have today is the two machlokas between Rami and Rabbi Yehuda about the Shemana Mishcha, both in terms of the shear of the Shemana Mishcha and whether Malachim and Kohanim Gedolim, whether you're chayiv for using it, for using the Shemana Mishcha, Malachim and Kohanim Gedolim, not Be'ez Meshichasam, obviously. At Be'ez Meshichasam, then there's not going to be a problem of using it on Malachim and Kohanim Gedolim. So then we're going to talk about Sichas Shemana Mishcha and Goyim, and reusing Shemana Mishcha, let's say it's already on the person that it was supposed to be used on, but it's their head is still moist. Can they take it off and use it on other parts of the body, or other people take it off of them and or rub up against them to benefit from the Shemana Mishcha? So we're going to finish the discussions of Shemana Mishcha, and then we're going to move on to the discussion of Mechal Yom HaKippurim, that since Mechal Yom HaKippurim can bring an Asham Talui, the Gemara, that's going to lead the Gemara into a long discussion about the nature of Kapara on Yom HaKippurim. What if a person doesn't do Tshuva? Is Yom HaKippurim still going to be Mechaper for him? And then at the bottom of Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about a Megadev. Is a Megadev obligated to bring a Korban? What exactly is a Megadev, which Avera in particular is a Megadev in violation of? And then the first Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to move on to discuss Karbanos of Yoledes and what a person does, what a woman does, if she has certain Sveikos about her Chiyuv Karban as a Yoledes. And that will take us to the next Mishnah. We're probably not going to get further than that. So let's begin. We left off yesterday. We'll go back a couple of lines. We left off six lines from the end of the page, Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. But let's go back to Tanya Idach, so that we can get the machlokos that we're going to be discussing. So says the Gemara, Tanya Idach. We have another brisa that says Hasach b'shemna mishcha lebehema v'kelim lovdichavim umesim. Potter, if you use Shemana Mishcha on Behema, Kalim, non-Jews, Mesim, or Mesim, you are Potter. L'mlachim, l'kohanim, but if you use it on kings, or Kohanim Gedolim, after they've already been Nimshach Gedin, and now you're using it again, Rameir Mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda Potter. Rameir says you're Chayiv for that use of Shemana Mishcha. Rabbi Yehuda says you're Potter. It's being used on Melachim and Kohanim Gedolim. You're not going to be Chayiv for that. So that's Machlokas number one. V'kama Yosuch V'yei Chayiv. What's the shear of Shemana Mishcha that you have to use in order to be chayiv kareis? Ramei Romer Kolshu, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kazayis. So it's a second machlokes between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's a Kolshu or a Kazayis. So I asked the Gemara, wait a second, how could Rabbi Yehuda say that if you use a Kazayis of it, you're chayiv, Vam Rabbi Yehuda, Pater? We're assuming, the Gemara is assuming in this question that it's not a second machlokes, but it's a continuation of the previous machlokes. That we have a machlokes, whether or not you're chayiv for using it on Melachim V'Kohanim Gedolim, and what's the shear for chiyuv on Melachim V'Kohanim Gedolim? And all of a sudden Rabbi Yehuda, who just said that there's no chiyuv for using on Melachim V'Kohanim Gedolim, says, oh, the shear is a kazayis on Melachim V'Kohanim Gedolim. How could you say that the shear kazayis? Rabbi Yehuda, you just said pater. No, ki pater Rabbi Yehuda gabe Melachim V'Kohanim gabe hedyot mechayiv. No, when Rabbi Yehuda says pater, that was talking about Melachim V'Kohanim Gedolim. But the other discussion of the shear, that's talking about when you use it on other people. So what's the shear for the use of Shemana Mishcha that for which you're going to be chayiv? That Rabbi Yehuda says the shear is a kazayis. So Rabbi Yehuda b'may pligi. What is the machlokas from Rabbi Yehuda discussing the second machlokas first, the shear of the Shemana Mishcha? So Rabbi Yosef b'ha pligi. They're arguing the following. Rabbi Yehuda savar kol basar adam lo yisach. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Kol basar adam lo yisach, and uksiv, and the pasuk that when it talks about the chiyuv kareis writes, Va'ashar yitein mimenu al zar. So ma sicha kolshu, just like Sicha in the first pasuk, when it talks about the Isser of using Shemen HaMishcha, is even a Kol Shehu, because we don't find that there's any shear for the Isser of Sicha, Af Nesina Kol Shehu. So to the second pasuk, which uses a Lashon of Nesina, Vashar Yitein Mimen Alzar, that talks about the Chiyuv Kares, tells me that the Chiyuv Kares is even be Kol Shehu, even though normally throughout Tanakh, when you have Nesina, Nesina normally is Bekezayis, but over here Nesina is just a Kol Shehu, because of the hekesh between Sicha and Nesina. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Yalfim Nesina de Alzar, mi Nesina de Alma. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we don't link Sicha and Nesina, rather we link Nesina over here with Shemen HaMishcha, with Nesina everywhere else. Ma Nesina de Alma Kezayis, just like Nesina in general is a Kezayis, and that's derived from the Pasuk, V'nasa l'koyin es HaKodesh, the Pasuk says that a Zar that eats Truma, and it talks about V'nasan, when it talks about a Zar eating Truma, and the Shir of Achilas Truma for a Zar, Rashi points out, is B'Kezayis, so that's how we know Nesina in general is B'Kezayis, Saf Nesina dal Zar, Kezayis, so too Nesina, Nazar is also B'Kezayis, Aval Sicha, but Lemimshach, Melachim Kohen, Divrei HaKol Kol Shehu. The Sicha that's necessary, the amount that you need to use to actually do the Mashiach of Melachim and Kohanim Gedolim, everyone holds you don't need a Kezayis for that. That for sure, a Kol Shehu would work. Even Rabbi Yehuda says that in order to be Chayiv Kares, you need a Kezayis. That's not a simon that there's no Chashivus with Pachos Mekezayis, and therefore, Memela, you would need a Kezayis for the Mashiach. That's how Tosa says the Havamina. Right? The Havamina is that it's Megala, that the fact that there's only Chayiv Kares Mekezayis is Megala, that Kezayis is a Shir Chashuv. And clearly, you're going to have to use a Shir Chashuv when you do the Mashiach of Melachim Kohanim Gedolim. So that's what the Gemara is telling us. No, it's not Megala anything about a Shir Chashuv. It's just Xeris HaKasuv based on the terminology of Nesina, that as far as the Chiv Karis is concerned, that there's a Shir of Kezayis. What about the other Machlokas? Whether there's a Chiyuv for using it on Melachim Kohanim after they've already been nimshach. So Meir Savav Asher Yitin Mimenu Al Zar Ksiv, V'melech V'Kohen Hashto Zarim Ninu. As far as this Mashicha, the Melech and the Kohen are Zarim, because they already had their Mashicha. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Be'inon Ad Ikazar Mitchilaso V'yad Sofo, that he has to have been a Zar from beginning to end. V'melech V'Kohen Me'ikar Lav Zarim Havu. There was a point in their lives where they were not a Zar as far as the Shemin HaMishcha was concerned. So Amar Vika Breder Rav Ami V'Azul Tamayu. Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda are going L'shita Sam to what they said elsewhere. Ditznan, the Bach changes the Ditznan, we have a Machlokas in the Mishnah Maseches Trumos, in the seventh paragraph of Maseches Trumos. Bas Kohen Shenises the Yisrael V'yachlu V'truma, Bas Kohen who marries a Yisrael and therefore should no longer be eating Truma, but she does, because once she's Nises the Yisrael, she's not allowed to, but she does. So what's the Halacha? Mishalemes HaSakaren, she certainly has to pay back the Truma, because she was stealing, that's stealing from Mammon of Kohanim, Ve'ina Mishalemes HaChomesh, but she does not have to pay the extra Chomesh that a Zar who eats Truma normally has to pay, because she's not entirely not a Kohen. She hasn't entirely left Kedushas Kohuna, in the sense that if her husband were to die, she can marry a Kohen and eat Truma. And if the husband dies without any children, she could even go back to her father's house and eat Truma. So she's not permanently excluded from Truma, and therefore she's not totally a Zar. She would not pay the Chomesh. And Umisasa Besreifa, if she's Mizana, nothing to do with Truma now, Stam, if this woman is Mizana, she'd have a Chiyuv Sreifa, because the Pasuk says, Ubas Ish Kohen, a Bas Ish Kohen, when she's Mizana, is Be'ish Tisareif. Nisei Slechem Rebsulin, once she marries someone who's Pasala, a Chalol, a Nasan or a Mamzer, someone who's going to Pasala from Truma, so, and then she eats Truma, Mishalem as Karen V'Chomesh. Then she does have to pay the Chomesh, because now she's absolutely a Zar. Umisasa Bechenek, and if she's Mizana, she doesn't have the Misa of a Bas Kohen, she has the Misa like any Isha Yisraelis, that's Mizana, which is going to be Chenek. Divra Meir. But the Chamomrim, the Chacham, who we are assuming is Rabbi Yehuda, because he's normally the Bar Plukta of Rav Meir, she always still has that status of Bas Kohen, in that she never pays, she's never going to pay the Chomesh even after she is Nises L'Pasala, nor will she ever move from the Chiv Sreifa for being Mezana. She's always going to be Chiv Sreifa and not Chenek. So why? Because originally she was not a Zara. Granted, right now she is a Zara, but she wasn't always a Zara. So this machlokas is almost the same machlokas that we have over here with Rameir. Rameir holds Zara is considered someone who's right now a Zara. So the Bryce says that someone who's Sach Melachim V'Kohanim is Chayiv, because right now they're a Zara as far as this Shemana Mishcha is concerned. And he holds the same thing as far as Truma. Look at the Bas Kohen right now. Right now she's a Zara. So right now she doesn't pay chomesh, and she doesn't pay, and she's not going to be chayiv the sreifa. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be zar mitchila v'yatzof. So we pater using the Shemana Mishcha on Melachim Mekladim because they are not a zar mitchila v'yatzof, and so too this Bas Kohen who is nivalel pasula is also not a zar mitchila v'yatzof. Amr of Yosef, machlokas b'nesina shemana mishcha u'b'shinuya d'shaninan, avul nesina d'alma d'vriya kol kazayis. The whole machlokas about what the shear is only by shemana mishcha. But in general, when we have the lashon of nesina in the Torah, like the isur of nesinas levona on a minchas chote, it says lo yitein oleh levona, that everyone agrees that the shear is going to be a kezayis, and as we mentioned before, Rashi points out that's derived from the lashon of the pasuk that talks about a zar she'achal truma, where it says benasan lekohen es hakodesh. So we see that the shear is a kezayis because shear achila is a kezayis, and so we see over there that the term benasan is used. So the shear nesina generally is assumed to be a kezayis. So a couple of more details about shemana mishcha. So first of all, going back to something we already mentioned, gufa tani tana kamed rav lazer kol sheyeshnu besach yeshnu bebal yisach. So anyone who is mitzuva not to be sach himself or other people with the Shemana Mishcha also is included in the bal yisach, that they can't have Shemana Mishcha on them, on their basar. But anyone who's not included in the iser of using Shemana Mishcha, if a regular bar chiyuva, regular Jew, uses it on them, then he's going to be pater. So Amar Lei, Shapir Ka Amrit. So he said, you said good, because the riot used lo yisach ksiv with two yuds. So karibe lo yasich, the extra yud tells me that you could read it, that someone who is mitzuvah not to be yasich acherim is mitzuvah lo yisach, that his basar shouldn't be anointed either. But someone who's not mitzuvah, not to be masich himself, not to do the sicha like a goy, is also not included in the chiyuv if someone does it on him. And therefore, if someone is sach shemana mishcha on a non-Jew, they're going to be pater. Tiny Rav Chanan Kamei Derava, another halacha about shemana mishcha. Minayin lekohen gadol shnotam shemana mishcha shal rosho v'nasal b'nei me'av minayin shu chayev. How do I know that if Kohen Gadol takes some of the Shemana Mishcha from his head and he rubs it on other parts of his body, how do I know he's Chayv Kares for Sichas Shemana Mishcha, even though he's putting it on his own body? Shenemar al Basar Adam lo Yisach, that you're not allowed to put it al Basar Adam, even him, even the Kohen Gadol, not allowed to put it. Tosus says that it doesn't mean that there's Me'ila B'Shemana Mishcha after it was ready Nasas Mitzvaso, right? That's what it sounds like. It was ready put on his head to anoint him, and now he's taking some of it and using it on the rest of his body, and it sounds like it's going to be a Chiyuv. So Tos says, no, it doesn't mean that this is another case where at Lachash Nasas Mitzvaso there's still Me'ila, because the Gemara in yesterday's daf already went through, tried to find every case where Lachash Nasas Mitzvaso there's still going to be Me'ila. We had Big Day Kuna, we had Egla Arufa, we didn't have Shemana Mishcha. So what the Gemara means to say is that the mitzvah of Mashiach isn't over until it dries. When it's still moist, then it's not yet Nasas Mitzvaso. And therefore, he's going to be Chayiv, not because La'achash Nasas Mitzvaso is subject to Mila. No, it's not yet Nasas Mitzvaso. That explains the concern of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen when they saw the two beads of Shemana Mishcha, they were still wet. They were still, so they thought that that's going to be a continuous violation of Me'ila, as they're able to smell the Shemana Mishcha that was still moist, and that Aaron was continuously benefiting from it. The Acharonim raised the question that on Davavim Beis Rabbi Yehuda Patrid, someone who's nosim Shemana Mishcha on Melachim HaKohanim Gedolim because they're not Zarim Mitchila Vatz. So how does that make sense then, that a Kohen Gadol takes it off his head and puts it on the rest of his body, that he's going to be Chayiv? According to Rabbi Yehuda, he should be Pater, because if he's not a Zar Mitzchil of Atzof, there's no Isser Bechlal of using Shemana Mishcha. So some of the Acharim suggest that Rabbi Yehuda was talking about Nesina, not not Sicha. And there's a difference between Nesina and Sicha, that he's not going to be chayiv for being no sin, for pouring it on his body, but whenever you actually rub it into the skin, that's a different madrega and different gedarim of the iser. That's a big chiddush, but that's what the Mayim Kedoshim suggests, the Al Korachach, based on the question of how we reconcile the two Gemaras. Ask the Gemara Vayter, Amalei Ravach, Abrid Rav Leravashi, Maishna Mehad Tanya, why is this any different than the Braisa Kohen Shasach B'Shem Shal Truma? If a Kohen anoints himself with Shemen Shel Truma, which he's allowed to do, he's allowed to benefit from Shemen Shel Truma, Ben Bito Yisrael, his non-Kohen grandson, Mis Agil Bo Ve'inu Choshesh, can rub up against his body in order to get some of the oil off of his body, some of the Shemen of Truma, and you don't have to worry about any Yisr, because it's already, the Shemen is ready in this battle to the Guf of the Kohen. So why is it Asr for the Kohen Gadol with the Shemen of Mishcha to do the same thing after it was already put Beheter Al Rosho? What would be the difference? The Aruch Lener just points out that Sicha Shemen Shel Truma is only Asr Midrabanan. How do you bring it, make a Tzushtel? Sicha Shemen Shel Truma is Asr for Zar to eat, to consume. Sicha is only Midrabanan with Shemen Shel Truma. Over here, with Shemen and Mishcha, this is something that's clearly Midaraisa. So the Aruch Lener points out, called the Tigran Rabbanan, that if it would be Asr on a Daraisa level, it should be Asr on a Drabanan. I mean, the Rabbanan pattern, the Isra of Sicha B'Shemen Shel Truma, after an Isra Daraisa of Sicha. What's the Isra Daraisa of Sicha? Sicha B'Shemen Mishcha. And therefore, they would follow the same Gedarim. So Amalei, Ravashi responded, Hasam Umesu Bo Ki Chalulu Ksiv. By Hanah from Shemen Shel Truma, the Pasuk says, Umesu Bo Ki Chalulu, Kivan De Chalulei Ha Itachil. That since they used it for chulin use, it's a gone out, it's become chulin, and now Yisrael is able to get hana from it. Aval gabi shemen hamishcha, but shemen hamishcha tzadon kohen gadol ksiv. The pasuk says ki nezer elokav alav. There are more words in the pasuk, but those are the key words. That even after it was ready put on his head, shemen mishcha kari rachmana. It's still called a shemen mishcha. It's still called a nezer elokav. The aval gav the isay alav lo itachil. That even though it's already on him, it does not become chulin. And therefore the Isra to benefit from it continues. Now we could continue to discuss the next line in the Mishnah. We had said in the Mishnah that all of these things that we said, the 36 Chayav Krisos, if you do them b'mezid without Eidim Vasra, you Chayav Kares. If you do it b'shogeg, you Chayav Chatas. And then we added, and if you do it b'lo hoda, then it's Nashem Talui. If you're not sure if you did it or not, you Chayav Nashem Talui. Chutz min ha-metami mikdash u'kdashav, which is chayv in all of the yored, because it's in all of the yored when you do it b'shogeg. So it's therefore excluded from something. So katani chutz min ha-metami mikdash u'kdashav mi mai mapikle. There were three dinim in the Mishnah. There's a chayv karis b'mezid, chayv chatos b'shogeg, and ashram talui when it's lohoda. Which halacha are we excluding to ha-metami mikdash u'kdashav? So hachi katani, chutz min ha-metami mikdash u'kdashav, she'in maybe ashram talui. We're excluding it from Hashem Talui. Meaning, yes, Matai Mikdash Kedashav is Chayiv Karis when you do it B'mezid, and it is Chayiv Karbon when you do it B'shogeg, but if you're Lo Hoda, there is no Hashem Talui. Vinisti Nami, Chutz Mi Shavar Lav Yom HaKippurim, Shein Mevi Hashem Talui, ask the Gemara, why don't we say that Chutz Mi Shavar Lav Yom HaKippurim also doesn't bring in Hashem Talui? Why wouldn't someone who violates Yom Kippur bring in Hashem Talui? Because once Yom Kippur passes, he gets kapara, and therefore he's going to be pater from the korban. Avril of Yom Kippurim doesn't over here mean violate Yom Kippurim. Avril of Yom Kippurim chutz me someone who Yom Kippurim has passed since the time of his Aveira. So why don't we mention that that's also an exception? Anyone who Yom Kippur has passed since the time of their Safik Chet is not going to have to bring in an Asham Talui, because Yom HaKippurim was already Mechaper for them, and therefore they're put from a Korban. Aruch Lener raises the Kasha, it could be that Tana is not talking about someone who has already gone through Yom HaKippurim. We're trying to pick specific Averos that are an exception that you would not bring an Asham Talui for, but this is not a particular Avera. And furthermore, we're going to see Rabbi Yochanan is going to give an answer that we're talking about someone who's Mevait BeKaparaso. So it's talking about that very specific case. So that's still difficult because the Talmud should have taught a case of someone who's not Mevait Bekaparaso. So the Aruch Tener says that really the Kasha of the Gemara was not only about anyone who did any of these Averos, but Yom HaKippurim has happened to have passed. No, the Kasha of the Gemara is about someone who is Avar Yom HaKippurim, that he violated the Isser of Yom Kippur, right? There are two ways to read that phrase. Over Allah of Yom Kippur. Either the Yom Kippur passed and he has been over on Yom Kippurim. So obviously it means Yom Kippur passed, but we're saying that Yom Kippur passed for who? For a guy who violated Yom Kippur, where by definition Yom Kippur passed, because he his Avera was Yom Kippurim. So that's the whole question, that Yom Kippurim right away should be Mechaper for anyone who violates Yom Kippur, and therefore Memele, it will never be a situation of an Asham Talui. That's the Gemara's whole kasha. It's not by all the other 35 Chayavei Krisos. So anyway, so the Gemara asks, why don't we list that as an exception? Someone who has Yom HaKippurim, that's already Mechaper for him, that he doesn't bring an Asham Talui either. Why is only Mitav Mikdash Kedoshav listed as an exception? So Reish Lakish, Ki Ketani, Hechadi Yisei Lechata V'Rachmana Patrei. Avar Lev Yom HaKippurim, Les Lechata Deka Kiparlei. That we're only talking about someone who carried the sin for a little bit, and then the Torah patters him, even though he's carrying the sin. When Avar Lev Yom HaKippurim, he's not carrying the sin. He had Kapara. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Mevait Deka Amar Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. No, we're talking about someone who, even though Yom Kippur passed, didn't get a Kapara. How do you pull off such a trick? By denying the utility of Yom HaKippurim in being able to be Mechaper. The other bay, Basu Yom HaKippurim, if he decides after Yom HaKippurim that he wants to bring a Korban, by Lisui Asham Tali, he would still be chayv to bring an Asham Tali. Reish Lakish Savar Mevait Nami Mechaper Le Yom HaKippurim. Reish Lakish didn't give that answer because Reish Lakish thinks Yom HaKippurim is so powerful, it's even going to be Mechaper for someone who denies its power, for someone who denies the ability of Yom HaKippurim to be Mechaper. Or Beplukta, and this is a Machlokas Amarayim. Ha'omer Lo Yischaper Li Chatasi Abai Yomer Eina Mechaperis, Rav Amar Mechaperis. Can one be helped by something that they don't believe in? Right? If someone says, my Korban Chata shouldn't be Mechaper for me, is not or won't be Mechaper for me, will it still be Mechaper for him? It's a strange case. Guy wants to bring a Korban Chatas, but he just doesn't think it does anything. Rich, you know, there are Jews like this that, unfortunately, that have such a belief system that it's important to keep all the mitzvos because that's Jewish tradition, but there's no, they don't necessarily believe in God, Torah Min HaShemayim, or anything. It's just all about traditions. So, okay, so he wants to bring the Korban Chatas because that's what you're supposed to do, but he doesn't believe it's actually going to be Mechaper for him. So it's a Machlokas, whether it's Mechaper for him or not Mechaper for him. Say, hey, Chodam Elo Tikrav, in a case where where he doesn't want to be Makav the Korban at all, do Kol Yam Elo Pligi, Dilo Mechaperes, then of course not going to be Mechaper. The Siv Yakrav Oso L'Ritzo, no, he's got to do it per Ratzon to bring the Korban. Ki Pligi, Dam Tikrav Elo Tikhaper. That's what we just said. This is a case where the guy says, I want the Korban to be brought, it's just not going to be Mechaper. I don't want it to be Mechaper for me. I buy Amar Ein Mechaperes, Ta Amar Lo Tikhaper, Rav Amar Mechaperes, Kivin Amar Tikrav, Kapar Memela Asi. There's no halfway. If you're bringing the Korban Chatas, it's going to be Mechaper. Vahadr Be Rav, and then Rav changed his mind, and he also holds that the Korban is not Mechaper for a person who has no interest in the Kapara. Kiditanya, the Brisa tells us, and this is what caused Rav to change his mind, this Brisa, Yachol Ye Yom Kippur Mechaper Al Shavin Val She'en Shavin. You might think Yom Kippur is Mechaper even for people who don't do tshuva, vidinhu, and it makes that we could learn this din from the din of a karban. Hol v'chatos v'ashem mechaper yom kippur mechaper. What are known things that are mechaper? Chatos ashem and yom kippurim. So machatos ashem and mechaper ella al hashavin. So av yom kippurim and mechaper ella al hashavin. Just like chatos and ashem are only mechaper for people who do tshuva, so to yom kippurim should only be mechaper for people who do tshuva. But lo, we say that's not a good limud because of mimart machatos v'ashem shem mechaper al amazed k'shog. Because Chatas and Ashram are more limited in the Kapara abilities than Yom HaKippurim, because Chatas and Ashram cannot be Mechaper on a Mezid, whereas Yom HaKippurim can be. So Tom Rav Yom HaKippurim Shem Mechaper Al HaMezid Kishogeg. The whole Mechaper Al HaMezid Kishogeg Mechaper Al Shein Shavin. And therefore we see Yom HaKippurim has this extra capacity of Kapara that it could even be Mechaper for people who don't do tshuva. So Talmud Lomar, Ach Cholak. That's why the pasuk says Ach Basol Chodesh Shvi Hazeh Yom Kippurim Hu. That word Ach tells me to that Kaparas Yom Kippurim is not for everybody. It's only for those people who do tshuva. So the Gemara concludes the Raya in the Machlokas Abayin Rava. So my Shavin v'She'en Shavin.
Rabbi,
Rebbe Shita is Simcha Shayom as Mechaper, right.
So regardless.
Well, the question is, Shavin or only for Eden Shavin?
It's not
meaning Simcha Shayom is, right, is Mechaper even for Eden Shavin, but this is the Machlokas though, whether that's true or not. Right, whether it's Mechaper even if you don't do Tshuva. My Shavin v'shein Shavin, what does it mean someone that does Tshuva doesn't do Tshuva? Ilem a Shavin shogeg, you say that Shavin is someone, means that someone did an Aver b'shogeg, and lo Shavin mezid, lo Shavin means that the guy did the Aver b'mezid, well, hakatani lo mamata b'chatas v'ashav, that can't be what it means, because it says that chatas nashav are not mechaper on a mezid k'shogeg, as opposed to Yom Kippur, which is mechaper on mezid k'shogeg. So you see, Shavin and Ein Shavin is something other than mezid and shogeg, because we bring in mezid and shogeg separately. Ella kiyadu ula. Rather, you have to say like ula. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. That what does it mean? Shavin and shavin. Achal chelav v'froshkar ba v'hemer dasa v'chazer ba hol v'nidcha yidacha. A person eats chelav and he's mafroshkar ben chatos, and he is then meimer das. He decides to reject the religion, and then he decides to come back and become a Yisrael kasher. Since the karban was nidcha from being acceptable in the Beis Hamikdash at the time that he was a mumar, it remains nidcha even after he's done tshuva, he cannot bring that karban. So shavin that the Bryce is talking about is the Yisrael that was kosher mitchil v'atzof, and ein shavin is someone who cannot come back, meaning he cannot bring back that karban. He's someone who's hamer dasav, and it was over lov yom kippurim, that even if he does tshuva, the yom kippurim that passed is not going to be mechaper for him, since the yom kippur won't be able to be mechaper for him, since his veros were nidcha mili hischaper on that yom kippur. Means even a future yom kippur won't be mechaper for him, because if the first yom kippur after his avera couldn't be mechaper since he was hamer das, so mele any yom kippur won't be able to be mechaper. So Gemara says, no, that's not Stavr at all. Nihidichi carbon. By a carbon, you could say that there's such a thing of nidcha, that it was nidcha from being able to be used. Gavra b'karparuhu, but the person himself is always ra'oi l'ischaper through Yom Kippurim, whether it be this Yom Kippur or any other Yom Kippur. It's not mistaver that because he was a chote in middle of last Yom Kippur, that a future Yom Kippur won't help him. So what does shavin ein shavin mean? El shavin damri chaper alai chatasi, v'shein shavin damri lo tzachaper alai chatasi. And that's what the Bryce is saying, that a chatas nashim are only mechaper on shavim, not on people who don't believe in the kapar power of the Chatzos and Asham, Shema Minah. And you see from there that Abaye is correct, that a person who says that he doesn't want his Chatzos to be Mechaper, it taka won't be Mechaper. And Rava ultimately, as a result of this Braisa, agreed to Abaye. So frankly, Marum Minhi, I'll ask you, Stira, that we have the Braisa had said, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper for Einam Shavin, but we have another Braisa, Yachlo Yom Kippur Mechaper Alal Shinasan Abovalos Abomlacha Ukro Mikro Kodesh. Yom Kippur is only giving me mechaper for someone who treats it properly, who fasts and he doesn't do malacha and he davens the proper Yom Kippur davening. But lo nisanabo, what if you're a person who did not do the mitzvah of inui, he didn't fast, v'asabo malacha, or he didn't malacha, v'lo kro mikro kodesh, he didn't daven on Yom Kippur, yoch lo ye Yom Kippur mechaper, I might think Yom Kippur will not be mechaper, tamalomar, Yom HaKippurim who? Mikol makom, that it's mechaper on everybody, even those who are not shav b'tshuva, even those who are not shomer the kedusha of Yom Kippur itself. So v'travayu stam sifrahu, and both of these brises are stam sifra, which is supposed to follow Rabbi Yehuda and Kashina Adadi, and therefore they're sorcery each other. The first one says Yom Kippur is not mechaper for people who are not shavim. Second one says absolutely Yom Kippur is mechaper even for people who are mechal Yom Kippur. So I'm Rabbi Lo Kasha. It's not a stira. Ha Rebbe Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rebbe Alibad Idei. So this is what Rabbi tells us. First, we come back to Shita of Rebbe. That one is Rebbe, the first Braisa that says Yom Kippurim is Mechaper only for Shavim, is Rebbe presenting the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And the second Braisa that Yom Kippur is Mechaper even for people who are Mechal at Yom Kippur, is Rebbe Alibad Idei, is Rebbe presenting his own Shita. Ditanya, Rebbe Yomer, Kol Aver Shebetorah Bein Osa Tshuva Bein Lo Osa Tshuva Yom Kippur Mechaper, Chutz Miporik Ol Megalapan Betorah. Any Aver in the Torah, whether you did Tshuva or not, Yom Kippur will be Mechaper, unless someone is Porik Ol Mitzvos, he just is not interested in any Mitzvos, he doesn't think that he should be bound by any restrictions, and someone who's Megalapan Betorah, someone who makes fun of the Torah and says that there are are extra words in the Torah, extra phrases in the Torah, like Menashe Melech Yehuda. The Gemara tells us in Masech Sanhedrin did like this Gemara in Perchelik, says Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelik Olam Haba. Everyone likes to quote that part because that's very cheerful, but then it has a whole list of people who are Ein Lehem Chelik Olam Haba. So Menashe is one of the people that's Ein Lehem Chelik Olam Haba, and this is what he did. So Umei for Bris Brasa, and someone's not Mekayim Bris Mila, Shemasa Tshuva Yom Kippur Mechaper Vim Lav Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. Yom Kippur is only going to be Mechaper for those things if you do Tshuva. Rava Amar Hava Ha Rebbe Aliba Dinafshei. Both prices are Rebbe presenting his own shita, and even though Rebbe holds Yom Kippur Mechaper, even for people who don't do tshuva, Moda Rebbe Ba'averus Yom Kippur Gufei Dlo Mechaper. Yes, Yom Kippur will be Mechaper for Averus that you didn't do tshuva for, but not for violating Yom Kippur itself. Because according to Rebbe, that the Tzuma Shel Yom is Mechaper, and even if you don't do tshuva, how could anyone ever be chayiv kareis for Yom Kippur? He's always going to have Yom Kippur immediately providing kapara. Umay kushy, why is that so difficult? Maybe we're talking about someone who did malacha all night, so he's chayiv kareis. Obadei amuna shachar, when amuna shachar happened before night time, before daybreak, miss, he died. That even the Rebbe says that Yitzuma Shel Yom is Mechaper, it's only Yom, it's not the Laila. So maybe at Laila of Yom Kippurim he was violating the Averos, he was doing Malacha, and he never had the Yitzuma Shel Yom. Such a person is Chayef Karis. Well, Tenech Karis the Laila, Karis the Imam Echim Shkachsa. So you're only Chayef Karis for violating Yom Kippur at night, you're not Chayef Karis for violating Yom Kippur during the day. So according to Rebbe, so my question, maybe he never had a moment after the Avera was over. As he was eating, he choked on his food and he died. It's divine justice. He didn't have a moment to have kapara inami. Or he's doing malacha right as Yom Kippur is ending. Inami b'hadi David avidite paske mar l'shake. Or while he's doing malacha, he has some sort of accident and he dies. So he never has a moment of the Yom to be mechaper for him. So you can't be mochiach from the fact that there's a chiyuv kares for violating Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur is not mechaper for itself. It could be that it is mechaper for itself, and the chiyuv kares is only when there wasn't even a moment for it to be mechaper. The chamra afa megadiv. What do they mean? Megadiv is also included in what? So Rabbanan Shamile the Rabbi Akiva Titani Balov Velotani Yedoni. The Rabbanan realized Rabbi Akiva included Balov in the Chiyuve Karban, but not Yedoni. And Amrulay, in the Chum says Rabbi Akiva, Maishna Delamaisi Karban, Mishum Delaspe Maisa. Ooh, must be you don't include Yedoni because there's no Maisa and therefore he's not Chayuve Karban. Well, Megadif Nami, Laspe Maisa. Megadif also is no Maisa and therefore should not be Chayuve Karban. So that's Afa Megadif. So too, Megadif also didn't do a Maisa and therefore there's no Chiyuve Karban. Tan Rabban, Megadif may be Karban, all the number of Karis, Div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says Megadif does bring Karban because there's a Chiyuve Karis. Ve Omer, and the Pasuk says, by carbon pasach chet o yisa. So we're going to explain what that means. Uklaluhu says, "What is this a klal kalecha deksiv be kares maisi carbon va pesach mila deksiv bu kares velo maisi carbon?" Every time it says kares, it means there's going to be a carbon. Pesach mila says kares is no carbon. Sachi kama megadif may be carbon hold bubble kares makum carbon div Rebbe Akiva. Megadif brings a carbon for its shogeg because the kares comes b'makom carbon. So kasaver debay michtav kares b'alma uksiv kares b'makom carbon shvamina maisi carbon. From the fact that the Torah could have written the Yonash of Karis of Megadif somewhere else with the rest of the Chayav Ekrisos, but instead it wrote the Chiyuv Karis of Megadif in the Parsha of the Chiyuv Karbanos, so that tells me something about it, that if Megadif does it b'shogeg, he brings the carbon. That's why the Torah says it in that Parsha. Va'omer chet o yisa, asal rabbanan, va'achi kami rabbanan. And when the Hemshech of the Bais says, va'omer chet o yisa, that's the Chacham talking to Rabbi Kiva. And what the Chacham are saying is, mi savrit Megadif, Hainu Mevarich Has Hashem. Wait, you think Megadif is someone who's Mevarich Has Hashem? Megadif, Hainu Avid Avod Zara. Megadif is someone who's Avid Avod Zara. And since it doesn't say Kares of Mevarich Has Hashem, B'makom Karban, so we pater him from the Megadif, the Mevarich Has Hashem is pater from a Karban. Ela Kares B'mevarich Has Hashem Inol. And how do I know then that Mevarich Has Hashem is even Chayiv Kares? Ksiv Mevarich Has Hashem V'nasa Cheto, Uksiv B'Pesach Cheto Yisa. So Malal and Kares, Afkan Kares. We learn it from Karban Pesach. We'll skip the parentheses. Tan Rabbanan. Es Hashem hu Megadif. So Isi ben Yuda Omer Kaadam Omer Lechaveru Girafta Ha'ka'ara V'chisarta. Now when we talk about Megadif, it's very strong. It's a very strong Isser. It's a very severe Isser. It's like someone saying to his friend, you've emptied out the pot from the Tavshil, you've taken the Tavshil out of the pot, V'chisarta, and you even scraped away part of the pot itself. So Kasavar Megadif Mevarech Hashemu, meaning you're not only attacking the Tzivoy Hashem, you're attacking Atzmus Hashem, you're attacking Hashem himself. So that's like you're scraping away the pot itself. Like someone who says to his friend, you've emptied out the pot, but you haven't scraped it, Kasavar Megadif Hanovet Avodah Zarah. Meaning Megadif is an Avera of Avodah Zarah, but it's not that he was Mevarech Hashem where he attacked Hashem himself. This is the way Rashi understands the Gemara, that being Mevarech Hashem is worse than Ovid Avodah Zarah. Ovid Avodah Zarah is emptying the pot of its contents, but being Mevarech Hashem is scraping away at the pot itself. Tanya Idach, and that's, by the way, Tosfos says the exact opposite. Tanya Idach, as Hashem, Reb Lozman, as Ayi Omer, Ovid Avodah Zarah, HaKasim Medaber, V'cham Lo Ba'akasim, Alitin Kareis, L'Mevarech Hashem. So you see, this Machlokas is what Megadif means. Is it talking about someone's Ovid Avodah Zarah, or someone's Megadif as Hashem? Okay, so now we move on to the Karbonos of a Yoledes. Yesh reveals carbon v'nechel, yesh reveals carbon v'enu nechel, yesh reveals. Sometimes Yoledes brings the carbon and the carbon gets eaten. Sometimes she brings the carbon and it doesn't get eaten by Kohanim, and sometimes she just doesn't bring carbon at all. Mevios carbon v'nechel, hamapelas kimin behema chayiv ha'of, if she has a miscarriage and what comes out looks like a behema chayiv ha'of, she brings the carbon because those bali chayim are also included in yitzira, just like priyasa adam, at divra meir. V'cham marim ad sheyebo mitzura sadam. V'cham said, no, it has to look human in order to be chayiv ha'carbon. Hamapelas sandal oshilya oshir merukam, hayotzi mechutach, v'chein shivcha sheyipila, via carbon v'nechel, a vlad that tzura is messed up, so it looks like a sandal, which is a type of fish or something, or it's a shilya that the vlad is inside the shilya because there ain't shilya below vlad. If there's placenta, there's vlad, or it's a shvir merukam that comes out in the tzuras of vlad. You can see the cut out the basic shape of the evarim, or it comes out in pieces, or a shivcha kananis that has a miscarriage. In all those cases, a real carbon, nechal kohanim. Ve'elam avias ve'en nechalos. The following bring carbon, but cannot be eaten by kohanim. Rather, you have to bury it or burn it. Hamapelos ve'en yadua mahi pila. She doesn't know if it had a tzuras adam or not. So v'shtei nashim shepilu achsmin patav achsmin chova. Or two women had a miscarriage. One of them was a real leda, the other one was not. So we don't know which one was which. So now it's a suffix. Now when you have a suffix carbon with a bird carbon, so since birds you do malika, it's a suffix nevela, right? So you can't just be nechal, because if it's not a carbon, it's a nevela. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, emasai bizman shal chuzel mizrach chuzel marav. When do these two people, these two women bring a carbon and not get eaten? That's if one woman went east and the other one went to the west, and they're not able to bring the carbon together. But if they're both there, they can both bring the carbon, and it will get eaten by just making a deal between them. The Gemara will explain. And the following don't bring carbon at all. Hamapelis shvir malemayim, a sack full of water, maledam or blood, maleganinim or other different colors. Hamapelis kamin dagim chagam mushkatsim ramasim. Hamapelis yomar bayim on the 40th day of her pregnancy or earlier than that. Viyotzei dof. Or if there is a C-section, it doesn't come out in the natural way, so it's not called a normal leida. So in all those cases, there's no carbon at all. Rabbi Shimon chayiv biyotzei dofen. Rabbi Shimon says that you chayiv even on a yotzei dofen. So shivcha minolan. How do I know that din, that a shivcha kananis that gives birth is chayiv to bring carbon? Says Mar d'tan rabban. We have a brisa. Pasuk says bnei Yisrael that daberel bnei Yisrael lemar isha kisazria. So he uses loshem bnei Yisrael ein liel bnei Yisrael giyar a shivcha minayin tamalomar isha. My v'chein shivcha. So I ask the Gemara, why is there a need for a riboy in the pasuk that a shivcha is also chayiv in a karban? I avadim eshvachas chayiv in all mitzvos that a woman is chayiv in. So of course the shivcha is going to be mitzuvah in bringing carbon of yoledes, just like a bas Yisrael will be mitzuvah in bringing the carbon of yoledes. Now salkadai chamina, ki amrin kol mitzvah shisha chayevis ba, evad chayev ba, hayni mil b'davar shove bein ish ubein isha. That when do we say that any mitzvah that an isha is chayevin, an evad is also chayevin? That's something that those mitzvahs that apply equally to men and women. Aval yoledes, but the carbon of a yoledes, v'nashim isha, ba'anashim lesa, that only applies to women, doesn't apply to men. Even Jewish men are not included in carbon yoledes, for obvious reasons. So ema lo techayiv shivcha. I might think that that doesn't transfer over to a shivcha kananis. Achitana shivcha. That's why it has to mention. Shivcha. Okay, so we'll stop at the two dots, and Bez Hashem will pick up with Elam Avi and Karban tomorrow.